Top U.S. law firms warn university deans to stop turning students into brainwashed anti-Semites. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 2, 2023. Some of the largest law firms in the United States have written a letter to law school deans, warning them to stop producing brainwashed anti-Semites if they want their graduates to get jobs at major firms. Everyone at our law firms is entitled to be treated with respect and be free of any conduct that targets their identity and is offensive, hostile, intimidating or inconsistent with their personal dignity and rights, 24 law firms began in their letter to law school deans. We prohibit any form of harassment, whether verbal, visual, or physical, the letter continued. Over the last several weeks, we have been alarmed at reports of anti-Semitic harassment, vandalism and assaults on college campuses, including rallies calling for death of Jews and the elimination of the State of Israel, the firms added. Such anti-Semitic activities would not be tolerated at any of our firms, the letter declared. We also would not tolerate outside groups engaging in acts of harassment and threats of violence, as has also been occurring on many of your campuses. The firms then advised law school leadership to work at preventing the churning out of bigoted graduates from their schools, reminding the deans that unlike what has been taking place on college campuses, there exists zero tolerance policies for any form of discrimination or harassment in the workplace. As educators at institutions of higher learning, it is imperative that you provide your students with the tools and guidance to engage in the free exchange of ideas, even on emotionally charged issues, in a manner that affirms the values we all hold dear and rejects unreservedly that which is antithetical to those values. There is no room for anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism or any other form of violence, hatred or bigotry on your campuses, in our workplaces or our communities. As employers who recruit from each of your law schools, we look to you to ensure your students who hope to join our firms after graduation are prepared to be an active part of workplace communities that have zero tolerance policies for any form of discrimination or harassment, much less the kind that has been taking place on some law school campuses. We trust you will take the same unequivocal stance against such activities as we do, and we look forward to a respectful dialogue with you to understand how you are addressing with urgency this serious situation at your law schools, the letter concluded. According to Reuters, a Sullivan & Cromwell spokesperson said on Thursday that Senior Chair Joseph Schenker spearheaded the letter to the law schools known in the legal industry as the T14, as ranked by U.S. News & World Report. Other signatories include some on the nation's biggest and most profitable law firms, including Kravath, Swain & Moore, Latham & Watkins, Skadden, Arps, Slate, Marr & Flom, and Paul, Weiss, Rifkind, Wharton, and Garrison. On October 7, the Iranian-backed Palestinian terror group Hamas carried out a terrorist attack against Israel, which resulted in more than 1,200 dead civilians, and also involved rape, kidnappings, and innocent civilians being set on fire. As Breitbart News reported, the mass murder of Jews in Israel has galvanized students across the U.S. into putting on pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel demonstrations on their college campuses, and issuing pro-terror statements, opening the eyes of many who are now shocked to see how widespread anti-Semitism is on college campuses. Editor's note: this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.